Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2096, Challenge, Declutter Your World in 10 Days by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from every single day of the year, including holidays. And it is a holiday in the US today. Happy Labor Day. Now, if you didn't know, this is one of five shows where we read articles to you. The other shows cover personal finance, health, relationships, and entrepreneurship. So definitely subscribe to those if you like this one. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. But for now, let's get right to our post from Courtney Carver and start optimizing your life. Challenge, Declutter Your World in 10 Days by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Confession, I've been wallowing lately. While I think there is a time and place to wallow, without a proactive stop, it can go on longer than it should and turn into something that it shouldn't. When wallowing or worrying loses purpose, it's time to move on. How do I move on? I've created an awesome way for all of us to move on together. If you are ready to put an end to the wallowing and worrying, I hope you'll join me. Actually, this 10-day challenge is for anyone at any time, but will be especially helpful during times of transition, emotional discord, and uncertainty. The best part? You don't have to wait to get started. With the exception of a quick trip to the grocery store, you have everything you need. You don't have to escape from your life, but for 10 days, you'll discover what adds joy, health, and tranquility to your life by eliminating everything that doesn't. Clearing out the excess will make room to experiment with some new, healthy habits. While I believe that the best change is slow and steady and often happens inch by inch, a challenge is a great way to set clear boundaries and make time and space in several areas of your beautiful life. Consider this a self-imposed wake-up call. 10-day Declutter Your World Challenge Rules. Start where you are. Don't wait until you are ready or decide to start after, insert excuse here. Just start where you are. Keep it simple. Eliminate everything you can, but remember, this is not a project in suffering. Adjust the rules if you need to. Write about it. Commit to the challenge and write about your 10-day adventure. Report back with the results, the good, the bad, and the incredible. Create your own boundaries. This is not one plan fits all. You are unique and will benefit most by creating something for your lifestyle. Outline your challenge on paper and keep it in plain sight. I taped mine to my laptop so you can review your commitment every day. At the end of the challenge, decide what habits you most want to incorporate into your newly decluttered world. And remember that it's only 10 days. Don't be afraid to get extreme and a little uncomfortable. Make daily commitments that will energize you. Eliminating sugar from your diet might sound scary, but you can do it for 10 days. You've had colds and company that lasted longer and you've survived. How to create your own 10-day world declutter challenge. We all have different needs and are in different stages of life. That said, our worlds are all in one world and there are some universal things that we could all benefit having more or less of. For instance, imagine your life with less meat, dairy, sugar, alcohol, processed foods, Facebook, television, worry, and fatigue. And then think about life with more real food, exercise, sleep, quiet moments, love, and connection. Commit to one small change or go all the way in each of the following areas of your life. Number one, shape up. Food. Make one small change by eliminating meat or sugar or go all the way and get rid of everything but whole vegan food. Keep things simple by identifying one meal for breakfast and 2 to 4 meals for lunch and dinner. You'll save time, money, and mental energy by enjoying the same few meals during your 10-day challenge. Move. Make one small change by committing to a 10-minute walk every day, or go all the way and aim for 100 minutes of moving your body daily. A 30-minute walk plus 60-minute yoga class and 10 minutes of push-ups, sit-ups, and stretching equals 100 minutes. Creating time may mean eliminating TV, phone, and internet. Sleep. Make one small change by giving your body a signal to sleep, like taking a bath or drinking a cup of tea and reading for a few minutes. Go all the way by eliminating caffeine and alcohol all day and TV or computer use after 6 p.m. Move all of the electronics, TV, computer, and phone, out of your bedroom along with anything work-related. Keep your room cool and as dark as possible to encourage peaceful sleep. Number two, pare down. Home. Make one small change and place a box by your front door. Fill it with items to donate for 5 minutes every day, or go all the way and choose a whole space to declutter over the course of 10 days, or choose another decluttering project like going paperless. Commit to no shopping aside from essentials during the 10-day challenge. Work. Make one small change and don't check email until 10 a.m. or go all the way and declutter your workspace and cut or reschedule any non-essential meetings or commitments. And number three, tune in. Brain. Make one small change and commit to sitting in silence for 10 minutes a day, or go all the way and start a daily meditation practice and unplug after 5 p.m. every evening and for 24 to 48 consecutive hours during the challenge. Heart. Fill your heart with gratitude and connection and commit to writing a letter or calling someone you love every day for 10 days. If possible, choose someone different each day and let your 10-day world challenge brighten 10 other worlds. My challenge includes 100% vegan diet with 4 meal choices for 30 meals, no coffee or alcohol, nothing to eat or drink after 7 p.m. with the exception of tea or water, 100 minutes of exercise a day, a commitment to go paperless and to review and eliminate work projects and commitments, meditate 5 minutes a day, write 1,000 words a day, 1 thank you note a day mailed, and a 24-hour digital sabbatical. Quick reminder, your world is not the world. During your 10-day challenge, don't think about fixing anything or anyone around you. It doesn't matter if anyone is on board or supportive. Give yourself permission to just work on you so that you can offer your best self to the world. Use the 10-day challenge whenever you need a shakeup or proactive stop, or try it seasonally every September, January, and April as a reminder to focus on what matters most. This isn't selfish, it's necessary. You just listened to the post titled Challenge, Declutter Your World in 10 Days by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Courtney. She had a little disclaimer at the end. It says, you are responsible for your own challenge rules and to know and work within your ability. If your life improves dramatically, please don't blame me. If you lose weight, sleep better, feel healthier, or start to understand what you want most out of life, I am not responsible. If this challenge opens your heart and quiets your brain, please don't hold me accountable. It's clearly not an actual disclaimer, but a really good point. If you take some of these ideas and use it to make your life better, it's you that you should be thankful for. You're responsible for the changes and should be held accountable for making positive changes in your life. I got an email recently from someone who has been listening for 4 years and got through like 1,000 episodes in just a few months, which is amazing. It brought this person to minimalism and even other things like yoga. The email ended with talking about the podcast and saying, quote, changed my life forever. And this post just made me think of this email because, well, first, I don't get very many emails like that, so it's still top of mind. But second, while I really love hearing this and the email really made my day, this listener is responsible for those amazing changes over the last 4 years. I'm honored that they're still listening after all this time and still improving each and every day. But I wouldn't say I'm responsible at all. It's all on them. So to that listener who I already emailed back, well done. And to you, if you're new here or an old friend of the show, while my goal is to help you in your journey, I hope you give yourself a pat on the back for being here and taking that step in the right direction. It's really important. So thank you again for being here. Have a great rest of your day and holiday if you're in the US. And I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.